My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda is back. But why? What is she looking for? And who is Kevin J? Listen and enjoy.
It's really... have not had much luck with our scammers of late.
I know.
You know, but Belinda, or the man playing Belinda this time, really did not want anything to do with me.
I'm sorry, honey.
Well, you were here for that.
I know, but I'm sorry. I know you were hoping that he would, like, welcome you back with open arms. He would welcome. Anyway.
You know what? New and improved sensitive trucker, cuddly trucker Tom doesn't like your tone, Missy.
I bet he doesn't.
Thinks you're being a little insensitive and quite bitchy.
If he was here, he would cuddle with you to make you feel better.
That might have been the line.
I'm waiting for the little bit of lag time to catch up and for him to, like, bitch slap me in the chat room.
Well, I can do it here. Shall we see who your pal, who fake Davin's talking to this week?
Yes.
August 29, 2013. Upon my Facebook screen. Hi! From Belinda.
No!
Yes!
No!
Guess who's back? Belinda's back. Guess who's back? Belinda's back. Yeah, you can't resist the fake Davin. You mock Pip Helix. You scoff.
I do.
That you say he, she, whoever, whatever, would not want to be with me. But you cannot resist fake Davin.
He, she cannot resist fake Davin.
Yeah, you can resist plenty.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Now, refresh my mind. Last week we left over the phone call?
No, Joe. It was a couple weeks ago. That was more than a couple weeks ago. That was like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. Because remember 2 weeks ago, we had the conversation where she was just giving me one-word answers, and it was very awkward, and we, like, talked about, like, in the relationship, when you try to get somebody back.
All right, that's fine. That's good enough. All right, that's fine. That's good enough. Kind of weird why she's giving you one-word answers. And, like, we were discussing, all right, this is, like, the blow-off, and now she's back. Now, I wonder if that was the husband. Maybe he mentioned to her that he was speaking to you, and now she's now writing you.
We'll have to stay tuned.
She was adjusting her bra straps and fluffing her hair and going,
"Oh, I got to stop you right there." In the case of Belinda, it's not really fluffing hair; it's really changing wigs.
Whatever you got to do.
I don't mind it. I like a good wig change.
Baby, put your wig on. Get your weave okay.
It means you care. You care, baby.
Yes.
Get your head straight.
That's right.
So she says hi. I said hi. I'm surprised you're writing to me. She goes. Why is that? I said, well, sure. I say, well, and now keep in mind now, this is over a year I've been talking to Belinda. This is now August 29, 2013. We started first contact July 2012, and this is about 3 years of radio material.
You make it sound like a space exploration.
Yeah, yep.
It's like a space exploration, first contact.
It was first
stardate, whatever.
Yes. Well, rest in peace, Leonard. Anyway, she goes, why is that? I go, well, shortly after we last spoke, you blocked me again. She blocked me on the Facebook profile that I was never allowed to be part of, which was her real profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She then made me a friend, although an isolated one, so I couldn't go poking around. And then after that conversation, she blocked me. And now here she is again.
I am speechless.
That's why we love Belinda.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of figured that said it all. She goes, I have my reasons, but let's forget about it. How are you doing?
Okay.
I go, you always
what
say...
What the hell?
Is there something... Like, Joe, are you all right?
I'm just... It's like, you blocked you. You're on the page. Oh, let's face, that whole page issue. That whole page issue was a big thing, and now suddenly you're on a page. Now let's forget about it. Really? It's been a big issue with you. We're both in contention for the past year, and now she's just going to gloss over after she comes back from thin air.
Yeah.
I go, well, you always say let's forget about it when it's something that has hurt me. What reason could you have for blocking me? She says, just didn't want to talk to you then.
Okay.
Well, not for nothing, all right. That's fair enough.
Joe's had that
straight
feeling,
answer.
Too.
We're talking about not getting straight answers on shit. Well, there you go. You got one from her.
Who am I to complain? I mean, Joe has blocked a spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Lisa says that her scammer soldier Thomas is back. It must be a slow day in Ghana.
Listen, there's always the opportunity.
Yep.
There's always a chance to rekindle a payday.
I guess that's what the feeling is there.
Now, they've never gotten money out of me, but you know what? We've often said, I'm a hell of a catch.
You are. Bless you.
I think Joe just caught something.
I know.
Joe just caught a cock in his throat. Are you right, pal?
Yeah, I just had a call. My throat's, I've been talking on the phone. I don't even worry with you for the past 2 hours. I'm all dry. Surrounded by water.
you sound like a porn star who's doing a gangbang. Yeah, I've been working for 2 hours over here. I'm a little dry.
I'm a little dry.
I'm dry.
I'm irritable, too, but I'm working.
I'm dry.
No, it doesn't go there, stupid. We're trying to set a record here.
Right.
I'm trying to slap a windshield wiper.
Sure he is.
Anyway, that won't break any records. She goes, I go, what reason could you have for blocking me? She goes, just didn't want to talk to you then. Then she goes, and I go, and now you do? What has changed? She goes, I have changed. I go, you changed when we were together. Now you've changed again? She goes, yes.
You've changed hands.
I go, so who are you now?
Ah, nice.
She goes, a changed person. Do you know Kevin Jay?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Refresh me. Who is Kevin Jay?
We haven't heard of Kevin Jay yet.
Okay.
You shouldn't know who Kevin Jay is.
Oh, okay. I thought...
I guess we don't know him then.
No, we don't know who Kevin Jay is.
Sorry, I thought I'm missing something.
No, you're not missing anything. I go, yes, but in the time I have known you, you've changed race, names, attitudes, etc. Who am I talking to now?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.